Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Vateitze Eish Mufnei Hashem, Vateicha Al Mizbeach, Esa'ila. This is the most important time in history when the fire came down from heaven. Never from when Hashem made the world until today was there a more important time when the Shechina came down and was Shair in Klal Yisrael. And it happened at the second of Vateitze Eish Mufnei Hashem, Vateichal Al Mizbeach, Esa'ila Vesachalavim, Vayar Kalam, Vayarainu, Vayipla Pneim. Hashras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael. That's the most amazing thing that ever happened. Okay, Mount Taira also happened, but then it went away. But it came back by, on this split second, this week's Parsha, on the Yom Shemini L'Miluim, the Shechina came back to Klal Yisrael. And the Goyim didn't recover from that yet. They still hate us for it. Every minute of the day. But it came back by Shemini L'Miluim. That's when the Shechina came back. And that was the Eish, then the Shechina that blibed in the Makom HaMishkan the entire time of the Mishkan. And that was the same Shechina that stayed in the first Beis HaMikdash the entire time until the Churb. So the most important thing that ever happened in the history of the world was the Vateitze Eish Mufnei Hashem. And the strangest thing about this was that when the Shechina came down, the Rashbam says it went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim before it went to the Mizbeach. And after it left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on its way to the Mizbeach, it killed Nadav Avihu. The Eish came down to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On its way to the Mizbeach,
the same Eish,
Dr. Ashbam, went through the Neshamas and Nadav Avihu to the Mizbeach. Why did the greatest thing in the world have to happen through killing Nadav Avihu? Zakti Gemara, Bekrayve HaKadosh, V'apnei Kol HaMechavid, that the Shechina, the Shvira of Klal Yisrael, the Shechina had to happen through Bekrayve HaKadosh. The Shein Negemar. Bekrayve HaKadosh. It had to be happening through the Neshamas of Nadav Avihu. It had to happen through that.
Something happened.
It had to happen. It had to happen through the Neshamas of Nadav Avihu being killed. Why? Why? When Hashem makes a din with tzaddikim, his name is Nis'ala, or Mis'ala Miskalas. And the reason is, because when the Shechina is Shair in Klal Yisrael, after a while, it can become like palsy wowsy. Ah, the Shechina is here. We're with Hashem, right?
Yes.
No. Don't ever forget that the Shechina comes through the Neshama Tzaddikim being killed, which means to say, don't ever feel comfortable and relaxed and lose your Shemaim, because you're never going to be greater than Nadav Avihu. You're never going to be greater than Nadav Avihu. Never. You're never going to be greater than Nadav Avihu, right? You're never going to be greater than Nadav Avihu. No matter how great you are, no matter how much Shechina you have, you're never going to be greater than another review, because they were the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived, greater than Moshe and Aaron.
Well,
yeah. As I say, Chazal. They're greater than me. They're greater. You're never going to be greater than another review, right? Because you're never going to be greater than Moshe and Aaron. You're still not going to be greater than the view. And they got killed when the Shechina came down. Don't get carried away with yourself. That's the message. Don't ever get carried away. That's why it had to happen, Bekrayve HaKadosh. It had to happen through, you should never get carried, never think, I'm the guy, I'm the thing, I'm perfect, I'm special. It's all true. But Hashem could still do what he did to another view. You never, don't ever feel confidence. Don't ever feel that way. Because Hashem runs this world. He's the boss here. You have to always remember who the boss is. It's a very hard pill to swallow in America. A boss, get out of here. I'm the boss, yeah. I'm the boss of everybody. So, the Rabbanu Shel Olam has to teach us this lesson when he comes to be Shaira Shechina Klal Yisrael, that you have to never forget who the boss is, and he's in full control, and no matter how big a tzaddik you are, don't ever come with tainus, because Hashem knows what he's doing. Don't ever come with kashas, because you're not greater than other view. And that's why Rabbi Kiva said that I want to die. Rabbi Kiva knew he was the greatest Tana. He knew he was the greatest person. And he was killed by a bunch of thugs ripping him to part like a dog in the street, right? Skinning him, ripping him to part. And Rabbi Kiva wanted that. Why would Rabbi Kiva want that? Because he wants to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is greater than all our machshavas, and we could be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, and no matter how great you are, Hashem Echad is greater than everything. And that's why he wanted to die, but that's why his neshama left him with, not in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means Hashem's connected to Klal Yisrael. That means a relationship. He was killed by Hashem Echad, not by Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elikeinu, not by Hashem Elikeinu. Hashem Elikeinu means he's connected to us. It's a relationship, right? But above the relationship is Hashem Echad. Hashem is greater than anything we could possibly understand. And therefore, we never have any kashas on Hashem. Because Hashem is greater than even Hashem Elikeinu, which is our relationship with him. But it's all Hashem Echad. He has the full bialis over here. He's the boss. If you're not makir Hashem is the boss, then the whole Torah doesn't start. What does it mean, a boss? A boss means that you could be the best worker in the world and he'll still fire you. Why? Because he's the boss. We don't understand the concept anymore of a boss. A boss means that you could be the best worker in the world, could be a perfect tzaddik, and the boss could still fire you. Because you have to remember who the boss is. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said, that he wanted to die by Echad. He wanted to meisa nefesh to Hashem. Even the Malachi Asharis couldn't understand how such a thing could happen. But that's what it means, Hashem Echad. That even if nobody in the whole world, either Malach HaShem, can understand, Hashem can still do it. That's Hashem Echad. That's the madrega of realizing that the only Vadei Gomer in this world, the only thing that's for sure in this world, that Hashem. Hashem can do whatever he wants. We'd have no kashas in Hashem. We have to machnia HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single matzav. And we have no questions even. We could say in the Torah that if you live long, if you do Shluch HaKan, you live long if you do Kibbut Avayim, and there could be a story when a kid did Kibbut Avayim and Shluch HaKan and he dies on the spot. It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Why? Because there's never a kasha on Hashem. Never. Never a kasha on Hashem. Never. Never a kasha on Hashem. It's all in the next world, in Nitzchias, the Olam Haba, Hashem will pay him back. But in this world, Hashem's the boss. And if there's no Kabbal, it's Malchus Shemayim, then there's no Ashras HaShechina. And that's why it needs to be Bekrayve HaKadosh. I had to be Bekrayve HaKadosh in order to become the Malchus Hashem, Tashras HaShechina. You have to first know Hashem is the boss. And that's why the Shechina had to go and kill Nadav Avihu through going from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Mizbeach. Had to kill, the Rashbam says, on the way, had to kill Nadav Avihu, the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. Vayemer Moshe, ze ha'davar asher tziva Hashem tasu v'yer aleichem kvayr Hashem. Why is it ze ha'davar? The Yonis HaMenazil says, v'ever yas yitzur abisha min libchen. You take away the Yetzirah. How is it going to be Ashras HaShechina? We have to break the Yetzirah. We have to break this gaiva that we have. So to medrash, oisi Yetzirah tavir melevavchem et yilchem b'yir ha'achas v'eitz ha'achas lishrois lefnei ha'makam et yavadaschem yuchedes lechvonai. You have to break the Yetzirah, this Yetzirah, our gaiva, that we think we could tell Hashem, we could have kashas on Hashem, to break the Yetzirah. This is the Adavar. That's what the Yenis Menazir, the Medrash, the Arachayim Rosh brings on Medrash. They have to break the Yetzirah. So, what was the plan here to break the Yetzirah? Aaron HaKohen had to bring Egel Achatas, and Ayel Oil. Well, Bnei Yisrael, they had to bring a Sir Izim Lachatas, the Egel Vechavetz to Oil. So the Bnei Yisrael brought a Sir Izim, and Aaron brought an Egel. What's Pshat? Zog the Taras Kayanim, Ma Ro Yisrael Lahavi Yoisim and Aaron. Amle Moshe atam yeshua etcha metchila v'saif. You have two sins, metchila v'saif. And Aaron only has v'saif. What is the tchila v'saif? Is that the medrash? Betchila v'yishchot asir izim b'mechiris yaisif. Klai Yisrael had to bring a seir izim because they had the chet of mechiris yaisif. Mashen ken Aaron only had the chet of egel, so he brought a seir, egel. He brought an egel l'chatas. So kasha is, fact of kliyakar, what is the pshak tchila v'saif? What does it have to do one thing with another? What does the egel have to do with the mechiris yaisif? And what's the pshat that Aaron didn't have the mechiris yaisif? He was also a yid. He was a sheva Levi. Levi is one of the big hijackers on the mechiris yaisif, right? Levi was the main guy. Shimon Levi. They sold yaisif. They did the whole thing. Why is the Aaron wasn't shaykh to mechiris yaisif? What's the pshat? He wasn't part of Klai Yisrael. So Kliyaka says that the Tchila V'Saif is that the same Chet that sold Yosef, which is the Kina, and the period Halavavis, is of course the Egel. The same Chet. Why? Ye Kina, am Seveves, period Halavavis, he sha'andalem sh'nifer to Ishmael Achiv. Ki batlu mitzvahs v'avta yacha kamaycha. When they sold Yosef, they were batlu mitzvahs v'avta yacha kamaycha. U B'Saif, Panu Ayrif Gamel Hashem Ubitvul Mitzvahs Avis Hashem. Tchila V'Saif, unbelievable. So the Klai Yisrael at the Masak and the Tchila V'Saif, which is the connection to Klai Yisrael, is connected to Avis Hashem. But Aaron was already Masak in the Ben Adam L'Chaveh, right? Because Aaron was Avis Abiyas M'Karim L'Taira. So since Aaron was Masak and the Chet of, he didn't have the Tchila V'Saif, he only had the Chet of the Egel, so therefore he only had to bring the Egel, he didn't have to bring the. So the Tikkun, in order to Masak and the Chet, the Klai had to fix Menon L'Makam and Menon L'Chaveri. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to bring the Shechina down, had to bench Klai Yisrael, because how does a bracha work? When a person gives a bracha to someone else, it brings the haftar yachach kamaych, it brings the connection. So therefore, the Yidden were missing Avos Yisrael, and they're missing connection to Hashem. Therefore, they needed tefillah and they needed bracha. They needed both. They needed the right. The shechina didn't come down until he gave the bracha and until vayavim ma'ishav aron al pesach al ma'iv yetsa vayivarchu es ha'am. And Rashi says that it was a tefillah and a bracha, tefillah to Hashem and a bracha. Why? So what does it mean a bracha? Because since I'm marba achva that I'm davening for Yanam, it's ma'achad klai Yisrael. So therefore, once it's ma'achad klai, so it brings hasharas hashchina, then the person can get benched. So the tikkun for the chet za davar was to break the yitzhara, was on the chaver, on the makam, and that's how they'll be able to bring the hasharas hashchina to mechsakan all the chatayim. And therefore, when they gave bracha and they brought the karbanis, and they were masakin the Yichud al-Vavis and the Yichud Hashem, then there was Zeichat HaShuas HaShchina. Have a good Shabbos.